Welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Do you feel safe where you are right now? Not in the sense of physical danger, but rather emotionally and mentally. Are you content? Do you feel like you're reaching your full potential? Or do you have that creeping feeling that you could be doing more, but something is holding you back? That something is likely your comfort zone. It's that cozy corner of the world where everything is familiar. You know what to expect and how to navigate challenges within that space because you've done it all before. It's a place where stress and risk feel like distant concepts on a far-off planet. But what exactly is a comfort zone? A simple definition might be a set of habits and behaviors that keep you within a neutral or low anxiety state. An alternate way to think of it is a metaphorical bubble wrapped around the familiar. This bubble can encompass your routine, your opinions, or even your preferred snacks in the grocery store. The more advanced view of a comfort zone is that it is a psychological, emotional, and behavioral construct. It's not a physical place, but rather a mindset. Of course, comfort zones exist in various forms. Sometimes they are expansive. For the naturally risk-taking adventurer, venturing across a new continent might be well within the realm of comfort. But for someone with a less wanderlust-filled spirit, even ordering a new dish at a favorite restaurant could feel like a bold adventure. Simply put, comfort zones are entirely personal to the individual. The benefits of comfort zones are obvious: stability, relaxation, and minimal stress. But there's a catch. Comfort zones can also be insidious traps keeping you from true growth and change. It's the classic adage, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Stagnation is the hidden danger of staying too comfortable. Dreams left on the shelf, skills never mastered, and a nagging sense of what if become the consequences. So, how do you weigh the allure of the familiar versus the siren song of growth? Should you go tossing yourself into uncharted territory at every possible moment? Of course not. Comfort zones do have their place and can be sanctuaries of rest and recovery. However, remaining too long in the safe haven of your bubbles can turn them into prisons. Here's where it gets more profound. It's possible, and maybe even necessary, to gradually expand your comfort zone. Like preparing for an exam, steady and regular efforts make the process less daunting. Instead of a jarring leap into the unknown, think of it as a series of tiny, manageable steps. Start with the smallest step that feels just slightly scary, perhaps ordering a different coffee, taking a walk down a new street, or saying hello to a stranger. These small wins build confidence. They actually do. With time, you will discover that you can survive and maybe even thrive outside your previous boundaries. And this is certainly desirable. Gradually, you can increase the size and scope of your challenges. The benefits of this approach are vast. Pushing your boundaries unlocks hidden capabilities. You learn new things, become more adaptable, and build resilience. The more you venture outside the comfortable, the more comfortable you'll become with venturing outside. It's like the opposite of quicksand. The more you struggle against the grip of inertia, the freer you become. Now, let's be clear. Leaving a comfort zone won't always feel pleasant. There will undoubtedly be moments of anxiety and self-doubt. There might even be stumbles and failures. However, it's essential to remember that growth is often messy and uncomfortable. The key is to embrace change, celebrate those small victories, and be kind to yourself through the process. Eventually, the things that once seemed impossible will become part of your new, expanded reality. So how does one embark on a quest to banish the bubble? Think about areas where you feel stuck, challenged, or even just a bit bored. Start with one area at a time. Use techniques like visualization. Imagine yourself successfully navigating a new challenge before you try it. Employ self-talk tactics such as changing your internal conversation from "I can't" to "What if I could?" Surround yourself with supportive people, a tribe that cheers you on, not tries to hold you back. The journey of personal growth is far more enjoyable with good company. So is it time to explore the edges of your own potential? Will you settle for staying cozy and contained, or will you stretch those boundaries and see what awaits on the other side? The choice is yours, and it's time to start choosing courageously. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.